like to just kind of summarize our excitement around this project and some of the lessons that we've learned as a collaborative in addressing new and emerging infectious diseases, and more importantly, threats to community health, working with the at the community level. I think I can move to trying to get to. I know there's a better way to do this. Oops. Definitely. Oh, I know y'all want to see those lovely pictures there. But the lessons that we've learned, I think you've heard this through all of the presentations, certainly the importance of building trust and respect for communities when we form partnerships, and recognizing that there's a level of expertise at the community level. Communities understand and recognize their importance and their needs and how they need to prioritize, and they deserve the respect when they come to the table around any issue that's a pressing issue for their community. So in building and establishing trust and building relationships on an ongoing, long-term basis is critical to addressing the needs of the underserved and the disenfranchised populations. It's essential to realize that community members are the experts on their environment. They know it. They have the information. It's getting to them and getting that opportunity and having them have the willingness to open up and to share and to be willing to talk about the needs and the expectations at the community level. And it's critical to ensure community participation at all levels and at the earliest possible time in the process. And we kind of talked about that this morning at the breakfast when we were talking about preparedness and community resilience. And when do you engage the community? You engage the community as early as possible in the process. As soon as the issue, the thought, the concept is developed, the community needs to be at the table. All stakeholders need to be involved. As you design the project or the program, community needs to be engaged throughout that process, and certainly implementation, and then how you sustain it, because we want to get beyond the earlier traditional idea of the researchers coming into communities and leaving communities more vulnerable than they were before we arrived. So that sustainability issue, the trust ties in with that, is very closely aligned with that, and how we make sure that we're building that relationship in a way that communities feel good about what we're doing and feel that there's a direct impact on how their communities can be improved, how the status of their health can be improved, how their lives or the quality of their lives can be improved. So hopefully you've seen that in the presentations this afternoon. We were very fortunate to have the opportunity to work with these very strong institutions that are part of the 1890 Extension Network. We are certainly much more the better for having worked with these institutions, and the presentations that you saw this afternoon certainly reflect the level of knowledge and compassion and passion around the issues that are very real to community residents and where these institutions exist and live with these residents and communities on a daily basis. So again, I want to thank our presenters this afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to work with you over the last 2 years. We look forward to maintaining that relationship, moving forward, formalizing the relationship in a very real way, and working together to expand our efforts beyond this project into other opportunities where we can really see and have an impact on the improvement and the quality of lives in vulnerable and underserved and disenfranchised populations. Thank you for being here this afternoon, for your attention, and we certainly enjoyed having this opportunity to share with you what we're doing with the MATCH project, mobilizing against threats to community health. Thank you. What's that?